Hi there, everybody, and welcome back here for another Thursday bite-sized political podcast to see you off into the afternoon. Hope this finds you well, and thanks so much for downloading this, and thank you to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this as well. It's all deeply appreciated. Okay, let's get to the story, which is Donald Trump. I mean, say what you will about the man, but a lot of the stuff that he says, you can't help but like. And yes, whilst the fake stream media obsess about this farcical lawfare trial in New York, you know, with Stormy Daniels as the new moral guardian of the left, talking about something that happened in 2006, as if it had any relevance, which it totally doesn't. I don't want to talk about that because it's irrelevant. And I think they even know that. It's just about trying to humiliate Trump. Here is Trump at his best speaking at a rally in Freeland. I want to play you this very short clip. But I mean, listen to this, and this is what we need much more of. Listen up, Donald Trump.
In deadly sanctuary cities, I will shift massive portions of federal law enforcement to immigration enforcement, and we will oppose a naval blockade on the cartels because when we clean up the land, they come in by sea, and they have plenty of money to do it. We will put the cartels out of business. They will be out of business and quickly. And on day one, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
Listen to those cheers. On day one, we will begin the biggest mass deportation in American history. Now, whether or not Trump can do any of that is highly debatable, because he might want to do it, but we know that the deep state, which is everywhere, absolutely opposes that. So, it'd be, you know, put it like this. I feel that it would be lovely if he could do those things. And he says he wants to do those things. And, you know, if he could do those things, America could be saved. It would mean the mass deportation of millions, however. And he clearly has to secure his borders at land and also at sea. He obviously realizes these things. So you got to say, like, if nothing else, Trump, he has got a sense of the things that need to be sorted out. And I know people will say, oh, no, you don't get to be a billionaire without being a cabalist, this, that, and the other. Believe you me, the things he's saying are the exact opposite of what they want. Now, there again, he mightn't be able to deliver them. So there is that aspect to it. And we saw from his first term that he did make a lot of promises and he didn't get a lot of stuff done. Not his fault, the fault of all those Quislings and traitors around him. Problem is, those Quislings and traitors are still there. So we'll have to wait and see. But Trump understands that if he doesn't do mass deportations, then it's all over for the United States. That argument applies here in the UK as well. If we don't do mass deportations, then we're doomed. Now, if you say that we require to have mass deportations in the UK of people who have entered this country illegally, you are most likely to find yourself on a government terrorist watch list. That's how bad it is here. You know what I mean? If you actually dare to speak out and talk about doing things legally, which the government don't want, then you could be in deep trouble. And that's before Labour get in. At which point, undoubtedly, urging mass deportation will be described as a hate crime with potentially legal consequences for you. So you see what they're trying to do. They don't want us to do the one thing that can save us. Mass deportations could at least be part of the cure. Trump saying that. And I mean, where I have sympathy with my American friends is we in Britain, you know, we complain about the fact that, oh, we've had maybe, you know, 850,000 legal and maybe 30,000, 40,000 illegal. The states are having millions. Now, it's a big country, but even so, it's the scale of what's happening across there, which is what necessitates this dramatic action that Trump's talking about. I mean, while Joe Biden will say nothing about it, the Democrat plan is just like here. It's all part of Kalergi. It's all about the great replacement of America by those from South America and indeed anywhere else in the world. And it's continuing apace under the Biden regime. If there's a change of regime, then there's a chance at the very least to do something about it. And from that little short excerpt you heard from Donald Trump, he does get it. He understands he's got to break up the cartels. He's got to crush, you know, the fentanyl tsunami that's coming into the United States by land or by sea. He's got to do that. He's got to do mass deportations. He's got to get America back to its fundamentals. And I, you know, I don't doubt that he's sincere enough in understanding the need for that to be done. The question is, could that be gotten through, you know, Congress, through the Supreme Court? I have no idea. I would be unsure about that at the very least. But you never know. And I suppose ultimately where there's a will, there's a way. And Donald Trump most definitely at least has the will to go about doing the things that will make America great again. Thanks for listening.